You know, I had a moment yesterday when we went out to the store, and it was a moment where I thought how much I love this country and how much I hate watching this country get pummeled the way it is. And I believe so much in my neighbors and in this nation that I know we will come back, that we will fight back, that we will do it together, and we will do it with level heads. And then I see the things from Adam Schiff saying he's going to start a new 9/11-type commission investigation, another investigation of the Trump administration because he failed and failed and failed, and this little weasel continues on. And then I see the stuff about mail-in ballots. Talk about a scheme to rig the election. And it upsets me. So Ivy has to calm me down. It's part of her job here at the program. In the no panic zone, she comes in. She gives me a pat on the head and a glass of water. Says, it'll be okay, honey. Ivy's back at the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, one of many duties and hats that I wear is to keep you calm, yeah. Especially now when we can't go very many places. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is the no panic zone, though. I think we've done a fairly decent job of keeping a level head about it, and that's the important thing.
We have
real conversations. But you, too, you don't like any of this. Paper ballots, like California ballot harvesting. If somebody comes by in their pickup truck, pick up your ballot. Oh, I'll get it to the polling place. Don't you worry. I'll take it. And if it's not their client or their candidate, I mean, what happens?
I know. Actually, I want to take you back, and you're talking about Adam Schiff. Remember when it was 2017, I believe March 2017, when he started talking about Russia collusion and impeachment. So, but I want you to take a listen to this bite with Adam Schiff and get a little recollection of what he said.
The House did not take this extraordinary step lightly. As we will discuss, impeachment exists for cases in which the conduct of the president rises beyond mere policy disputes to be decided otherwise and without urgency at the ballot box. Instead, we are here today to consider a much more grave matter, and that is an attempt to use the powers of the presidency to cheat in an election. For precisely this reason,
wow.
The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box.
Wow.
We cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
You know, I remember him saying that, Ivy, and I look at that now and I go, oh, yeah, we can't trust the ballot box, so I'll tell you what we'll do. You guys fill out your ballots. Yeah, mail them on in. We've got this. We'll take good care of your ballots. Don't you worry about it. I mean, that sends chills up my spine.
And you can read report after report after report about the problems that they're having in California and actually, I believe, also in North Carolina, because they're, I mean, how do you regulate this? In California, people come to your house, they pick up your ballot. They don't look at your ID. They don't say, okay, you are who you are and you are, this
no,
is
why
your
would
ballot.
They? Right.
And then. You don't know that person. This is the most important thing that you can do,
right,
to, in my opinion, in America.
I don't want
Cast
anybody.
Your vote.
I don't want anybody to touch my ballot. I want to take it like I do now.
No.
Put it in that little secret sleeve dealy and walk over to the machine and feed it in myself, which is the way it works at my precinct. I know it works in different ways in different places. I want to feed that piece of paper into the machine and watch the tally happen. Because if somebody comes driving down the street, hey, I'm here to pick up your ballots, right? And they see that you've got a yard sign. Let's say you've got a Trump yard sign, and they hate Donald Trump. Hard
right.
to believe, right? And they just take all the Trump ballots. Right. Get rid of them.
Yeah, let's pull it. Let's pull a Nancy Pelosi. Let's rip that one up. Oh, that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, just start tearing it up. I find it frightening. But I also find Adam Schiff infuriating that he wants to create another commission to investigate the president because he says, we want to investigate the coronavirus response. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We don't know where this is going. We have 5,000 Americans that have died as of today. And Adam Schiff is spending his time scheming to figure out how he can investigate Donald Trump one more time before the election. I find it galling.
I think this is going to really infuriate people. It's just another way that Adam Schiff and all of his little cronies are trying to destroy this president. And instead of trying to figure out, you know, working with the president, hey, how can we make this better? How can we get our economy back up and running? another way to just say, look, he had this failure and this failure and this failure. And if you go back and look at Russia collusion and all the other things, I mean, I have a printout here of 101 things that Democrats have said that Trump could be impeached for. And Adam Schiff, time and time and time again, saying, I have the evidence. I have, you know, clear evidence. There's circumstantial evidence of collusion. There's a public record of collusion and all these things. And then how is anyone going to trust what this man has to say about how the president has, you know,
done his job,
worked with this?
Done his job. And we know this now, and I love the passion because I hear you're angry, and a lot of Americans are going to be angry because they have seen this president respond in a way that has brought in industry leaders, titans of industry. We have people working to build ventilators and masks, and field hospitals are being built at the Javits Center in New York. They're being built in Detroit. They're being built in New Jersey. In case there's overflow, we've gotten the hospital ships into New York Harbor, also to California. A lot of things are going on. Now is not the time for Adam Schiff to be playing his silly partisan political games. That's the bottom line. We got about 20 seconds.
And it makes me think of this. Who was it? Was it Cuomo who said, I have bought all of these ventilators and they're on the way, and I bought them from China. And Remington has come out and said, hey, we will use our facility to create these for you. No, I'm good. I ordered them from China. And guess what? They're delayed.
They didn't
show
up.
Why are we relying once again on China? We have industries here in America that can make this happen.
Right.
Utilize them.
Absolutely. Remington Arms is who she's referring to, by the way. Yes, the gun manufacturer stepping up saying, we can build respirators and ventilators. Of course they can. Ivy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great day. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Huber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Nobody has to tell you we're dealing with issues we have never seen before. We're getting advice on if you should go to work, if you should go out to eat, and even how to wash your hands. But with what's been happening on Wall Street, is anyone giving you advice on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses that you're seeing? Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services has always focused on protecting your hard-earned money. They are built for times like this. If you have a question, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts like you did in 2008. You can do this without leaving your home. Set up a phone consultation now by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online to mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.